morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast because this is radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. We don't need the government telling us what we can hear, what we can read, what we can see, as the government's trying to do more and more all the time. Today is September the 3rd. It's Saturday. It's a beautiful day here in southeastern Ontario, right near the Quebec border, about an hour from Montreal, about an hour from Ottawa. Again, it's a spectacular day, and it feels good to be able to speak again. I've been sick for the last close to 2 weeks. To the point where I couldn't even speak properly. Well, I could speak properly. I just couldn't speak. You couldn't hear my voice. I was just hoarse, and it was hard to speak just normally, never mind over a microphone. But enough about me. The editorial today is all about common sense. It seems to be the least common thing we have going for us in the world today. I remember when I was a kid going to high school and then going to university, and we talked about, even way back then, about how common sense was probably one of the least common things we had. And every year it gets worse and worse and worse, and I guess partially because we're incredibly dumbed down by the media, and our children and our children's children, and well, let's go back several generations. I've been dumbed down by our teachers. And remember, the teachers who are stupid today were students yesterday, and they're teaching the teachers of tomorrow, who will probably even be dumber than the ones are today. And we keep hearing about, statistics. Everyone's got a statistic. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. We hear that. I'll give you one that just blows me away when I hear people say that Hillary Clinton is statistically the smartest Secretary of State that America ever had. Well, how the hell do they know that? And you know, forget about the statistics that really don't exist. Just look at her record and look at the things, all the harm that she's caused around the world. Or you get Obama saying that this is going to be, or he has the most transparent presidency in the history of the United States of America. Well, not only isn't that not accurate, it's an outright lie. It's not transparent at all. Nothing about Obama's presidency is transparent. And you hear about the Justice Department being the best Justice Department ever, but all I see are great crimes and misdemeanors caused by people like Hillary Clinton, or Crooked Hillary, as Donald Trump likes to call her. I see she's not being held accountable for things that will put lesser people behind bars forever. And again, you keep reading or hearing, especially from the left and specifically from the media, all these statistics. You hear about gun violence and how horrible it is for gun ownership in the United States compared to the rest of the world. But when you really parse the numbers, as I wrote in the editorial today, it's not even close to being true. You know, if you take away all the gangbangers, take away the drug trade, take away all the black people in black communities who shoot black people by huge numbers, then what gun violence? There certainly isn't any gun violence of any appreciable numbers that I'm aware of amongst honest to goodness, law-abiding gun owners in Canada and the United States of America. When you get the left including suicides by gun as being part of gun violence, well, what about people who commit suicide by overdosing on pills, or by hanging themselves, or by slicing their wrists? They're not, you know, there's no statistics for that, or there might be, but it's not spoken about. You hear about, you know, gun violence every time there's some kind of a mass shooting, even if it's a Muslim who's out there to kill you know, Jews or Christians or secular Americans or Europeans or whomever it happens to be. In this case, we're talking about America. And they lump that into gun violence. Well, that's not gun violence. That's warfare. That's genocide. That's terrorism. You know, it take all this crap out of the mix, and law-abiding citizens, law-abiding people who own guns, who have guns, who shoot regularly, are not the problem and have never been the problem, but the statistics will show that it's the problem anyways. And then, again, you get Hillary Clinton, or, again, I really should stick to the theme, Crooked Hillary, who has made a career on talking about the war against women. What war against women? She was a Secretary of State. She's a woman. Well, I think she's a woman. She was a senator. There are plenty of women who are senators. She is running to be the President of the United States of America. She beat out all challengers. Well, I think she's still a woman. And what about all the women in the White House or near the White House? All the women of power. Nancy Pelosi. She was the third most powerful woman in the nation. Maybe a lot of people don't know this, but if something were to happen to the president, the next in line is the vice president, and the next in line, guess who? Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She was a woman. And then, of course, there's Valerie Jarrett. No one has a greater influence on the president of the United States, on Obama, than Valerie Jarrett. She's a woman. She's a black woman. And, of course, there's Susan Rice, another black woman, who's his national security advisor. She probably has more influence on him than anyone else but Valerie Jarrett. And it goes on and on and on. It's just, you know, it's a battle, it's not a war against women or against blacks or against all the other contrived enemies. It's a war on common sense. It's a war by the government, by the left, by the Democrats, by the intellectuals, by all the other idiots, against common sense and truth. And it's remarkable. I happen to believe, by the way, that there are still more than enough Americans who aren't so stupid and haven't become so radicalized to the left and to socialism that they're going to buy all this crap. There's more than enough are going to, more than enough will, and they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton no matter what, or Crooked Hillary. But let me tell you what the reality is. I think the reality is that there's more than enough Americans who are smart enough and haven't been sufficiently brainwashed who are going to vote for Trump. Not necessarily because they love Trump, but because they really don't like the lies. They don't like Hillary Clinton. And you know something? Trump has a message. Make America great again. There's absolutely nothing that Donald Trump has said since he started his campaign over a year ago that anyone with half a brain can't agree with, especially making America great again, putting Americans before everyone else. Remember, I'm a Canadian. I wish we had a prime minister who said things like that, because that's the way it really should be. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to enjoy this really nice Saturday with some friends and relatives in Montreal. Well, no relatives, but friends in Montreal. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.